What if a coffee commercial could light the fuse on a decades-long cross-genre career? Anthony Stewart Head. Let's talk about it. I'm Vixie, and today I'm feeling a heady mix of nostalgia and disbelief. Because, yeah, no, a bloody instant coffee ad helped build a pop culture mainstay. Only in our upside-down media circus, mate. Look, Anthony Stewart Head was the real deal. A British actor and singer, Lambda-trained, with a baritone like velvet-wrapped steel. The kind of voice that makes casting directors go, yeah, that's our king, that's our prime minister, that's our librarian who secretly knows every monster in town. He grew up steeped in show business. Dad, Seafield Head, was a documentary filmmaker who founded Verity Films. Mum, Helen Shingler, an actress. And his older brother, Murray Head, an actor-singer. The family tree basically photosynthesizes footlights. And then there's the curveball. Nescafe's Gold Blend couple ads with Sharon Morn, 1987 to 1993 in the UK, and Taster's Choice in North America through the 90s. These were serialised mini-dramas, cliffhanger flirting over instant coffee. Back in my day, people had fucking standards, and yet this was great telly. Those ads made him a household name and teed him up for the big one. Rupert Giles in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 1997 to 2003. The Watcher, the Mentor, the Moral Compass. He moved to the States for it and left his family in the UK to keep their lives stable. To be fair, that's a brutal grind, and he still delivered. He scaled back in season 6, came back for key arcs, and every time he walked in, you felt the show snap to attention. And the range, mate. Little Britain's Prime Minister for vicious satire, King Uther Pendragon in Merlin, all stern father energy and iron rule. Then Rupert Mannion on Ted Lasso, a smug club owner you love to loathe. And he nailed it so well, he rode that cultural wave into a 2024 SAG Ensemble nomination. Films too, Persuasion, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, The Iron Lady, Percy Jackson's Sea of Monsters. Always adding weight, never phoning it in. Here's the stealth superpower. That voice. Radio and audio were constant for him. Bleak Expectations on BBC Radio 4, where he toggled between dastardly Mr. Gently Benevolent and earnest Jeremy Sawquill. Cabin Pressure opposite Stephanie Cole and a young Benedict Cumberbatch as Hercules Shipwright. Video games like Destroy All Humans and Flip's Twisted World. Narration, documentaries, audiobooks. He hopped across Doctor Who's entire media ecosystem, webcasts, Big Finish audios, narrating Doctor Who Confidential, and then into the revived TV series as Mr. Finch in School Reunion. He even tried out for the Eighth Doctor back in 1996 and didn't get it, but he still became part of the franchise's DNA. That's craft plus persistence. Stage people, I see you. Both brothers played Freddie Trumper in Chess at London's Prince Edward Theatre. Murray first, Anthony later in the final cast. That's a wild sibling relay for a lead role. And Rocky Horror. Anthony rocked the West End as Frank N. Furter in 1990 to 1991 at the Piccadilly with Craig Ferguson as Brad, came back in 1995, did Vegas in 2000, and returned for a 2006 tribute. He even dropped Sweet Transvestite as a single in 1991, because why the hell not? Then Buffy's musical Once More With Feeling showed off his pipes, and Darren Lynn Bousman went, hell yeah, now we're talking, and cast him in Repo, the Genetic Opera. That's cross-medium synergy at its loudest. But now, the messy bit, the big controversial question. Why are some bios still sharing him as living, while later lines say he died in 2026? I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. It's sloppy editing. It disrespects the person's timeline, creates confusion, and undermines trust. His daughters, Emily and Daisy, announced he died from complications of pneumonia in June 2026. His longtime partner, Sarah Fisher, an animal welfare advocate he'd been with since 1982, died in December 2025. That's the reality. Put it in the lead. Fix the tense. Close the loop. Respect where it's due.
And while we're tidying, can someone explain why this bullshit is allowed with the Little Britain dates? Some places say 2003 to 2005, others drift to 2006. pick the actual broadcast credits and print them. Done. This isn't quantum physics, it's a calendar. The New York Times literally called him a mainstay of influential television shows. His Buffy family, Sarah Michelle Gellar, David Boreanaz, James Masters, Charisma Carpenter, Emma Caulfield, they all paid tribute. Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso nailed it. Head could play a terrible character while being the best person. So give the man the courtesy of accurate lines on a page, for real. Personal tangent, because why not? I once took a throwaway radio segment thinking it was a one-off. Next thing I know, doors open I didn't even know existed. A producer hears me rip into some corporate clown and suddenly I'm hosting nights, then drive time, then this show. Life's a domino stack, a small shove, and boom. Which is exactly what happened with Anthony and that gold blend gig. Instant coffee launching an enduring career. Unbelievable, but not surprising. That's society for you. We'll dismiss a small job like it's nothing, then in 5 years, it's the reason someone's at the top of the call sheet.
Jesus Christ, I'm worked up just thinking about it. Anthony, you sneaky genius. You took a caffeinated soap opera and parlayed it into Giles, into Uther, into Rupert Bloody Mannion, into radio villainy and narration that could talk a nation through its Sunday chores.
Here's the takeaway, mate. The man didn't just cross mediums. He set up house in all of them. TV mentor one decade, sketch comedy PM the next, stern monarch after that, streaming era supervillain later, with radio, narration and games as a constant hum underneath. Discography sprinkled across the years, from Sweet Transvestite to Music for Elevators to Staring at the Sun. Doctor Who across every format short of piloting the TARDIS. That's not luck. That's craft, hustle and a voice that could stop traffic on the M25. So update the records, get the story right, and maybe, just maybe, stop pretending the only paths to greatness are the ones the corporations pre-approve. Because sometimes, a coffee ad kicks the door in and a proper actor walks through. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, that's all I got. Go do something useful and tune in tomorrow for another ride. And if you're editing a bio tonight, fix the fucking dates.